Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Now, let us go to that point. That should be the highest point. That same John chapter 13. I want somebody to read for me verse 21. Amen.
21. Nígbà tí Jésù ti wí nǹkan wọ̀nyí tán, ọkàn rẹ̀ dàrú nínú rẹ̀, ó sì jẹ́rìí, ó sì wí pé lóòótọ́ lóòótọ́ ni mo wí fún yín pé ọ̀kan nínú yín yóò fi mí hàn.
Praise the Lord. After washing.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ó ti wẹ̀ wọ́n tán.
After he dried their feet.
Tó sì ti nu ẹsẹ̀ wọn gbẹ.
Judas was still looking up, looking holy.
Judas is in woke, sibesi.
Then Jesus became troubled in his spirit.
Inu okan Jesu si daro ninu emi.
And he said,
O si so wi.
Or and he testified.
O si so wi.
And said,
O wi.
Truly I tell you.
Lo looto mo wi fun yin.
One of you is going to betray me.
Okan ninu yin yo fi mi han.
If after what God has been doing in the last 3 days, as the word of God has been coming and it is confronting us, it has come in, you know, water dimension, it has come in fire dimension, it has come looking like a slab that wake up, don't sleep. It has come in all manner of ways. If despite everything that God is trying to do, you will leave this meeting and you will go back to what you were before you came, the word of God is saying to you, Jesus is, he is feeling troubled about your case.
Ọkàn Jésù ń dàrú nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
He is feeling troubled about your case.
Ọkàn rẹ̀ ń dàrú nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
And is testifying and saying.
Ó sì ń jẹ́rìí wípé.
Surely.
Òótọ́.
One of you.
Ọkàn nínú yín.
Is going to betray me.
Yóò fi mí hàn.
If you are going to be that person.
Tó bá jẹ́ ìwọ ni ò jẹ́ ni náà.
You are the one that will enter into that prophecy and fit it. If you won't be that person, you are the one that will run away from that prophecy and say it will never happen to me. And I'm not saying you run away from it by just saying with word of mouth it will never happen to me. But that instead you will repent and return.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó wá ronúpìwàdà, ó sì pìwàdà pátápátá, ó padà.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yẹ wá bí?
Instead you will repent, then you will return.
Dípò rẹ̀, ó ronúpìwàdà, ó sì wá padà wá.
As God was speaking to me from that place.
Bí Ọlọ́run sí ń bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ láti inú ibẹ̀ yẹn wá.
I was asking him.
Mo ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ wípé.
Lord.
Ọlọ́run.
Why is it that you were troubled in your spirit?
Kí ló dé jẹ́ pé inú rẹ̀ fi dàrú?
I knew that it wasn't because Jesus Christ was afraid to die.
Mo mọ̀ wípé kìí ṣe pé nítorí pé Jésù àyà rẹ̀ ń já láti lọ kú.
You know that it was that same midnight that Jesus was arrested.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé lórí yẹn náà ni a mú Jésù.
And it was the following day that he was crucified.
Lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ yẹn náà la sì kàn má
bí lè. So I knew it wasn't about that he was afraid to die.
Mo mọ̀ pé kìí ṣe pé àyà rẹ̀ ń já láti lọ kú ni.
He had made up his mind to settle that in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Ó ti pinnu nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ pé nínú Gethsemane lòun ó ti lọ parí ọ̀rọ̀ náà.
But what he was thinking of was this.
Ohun tí ó rò nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ lè.
Judas. You don't understand the gravity of what you are putting your hand into.
Ohun tí o fẹ́ fọwọ́ rẹ sí yìí kò mọ̀ yọ.
What you are playing with fire, you don't know. Yet Jesus refused to expose him publicly.
Sibe Jesu ko lati fi han gbangba.
He may not call you by name now.
O le ma pe oloruko bayi.
Don't think he doesn't know you.
Ma ro pe ko ma mo.
Don't think he didn't know where you were coming from before you came for this meeting.
Ma ro pe ko mo bi to tin bo ko to wa
si pagan. If he's warning you now.
To ba nkilo fun o bayi.
It is because if you go out like that. I'm saying it is because if you leave this meeting like that, you remember that Judas, he collected the morsel. And the moment he swallowed it, what did the Bible say? And the devil entered into him. And immediately he stood up. And he went out. And it was night. You know that's where we started from. In the morning. Abi? Jesus has done everything possible. But despite whatever he has done yet, you know, throughout this retreat. And I'm repeating it again. If you will go back to where you were coming from. If you will go back to what you were coming from. Jesus is troubled about you. Do you know why? That was Judas' last night with the Savior of the world. That was Judas' last night for mercy. That was Judas' last night. If he will ever have a connection or contact with God. But like Jerusalem. Which Jesus wept over. He didn't know the hour of his visitation. So I am saying to you, maybe there was one useless boyfriend somewhere. Somebody that is not born again, and you know what you have been doing together. You came to this meeting now, Jesus has interrupted you. If you will leave this place like a goat. And
then
say, that place, I don't even know how they did it. The whole place was just being spiritual, as if we are going to heaven. And you go out like that. Let me tell you.
Yes,
it's a word of prophecy. I'm not preaching.
Me o wa su mo bayi.
It is prophecy.
Oro woli re.
You won't come back.
Oh, ni pada wa o.
Are you hearing me now?
Je o ngba mi bi.
You know that when I started preaching.
Ora ti pe igba ti mo bere si
wa. I said that if anything so bad happened to you in this meeting.
Mo so fun o pe to ba ti ni arojinle kan ni bi.
We are going to conclude.
A o pari.
With so much soberness. That you look as if no sober thing has happened to you throughout these 3 days. Is it because as I'm saying this thing, I'm about to start going to the scriptures that confirm what God is saying. So if you leave this place and Jesus is saying that whoever I give that muscle to,
is
the one that will betray me. And Jesus, he now dipped it. He dipped it into the soup. And tonight he's bringing it round. Say, who wants to eat? Are you hearing me? Say who wants to do what? When you see, there's nothing wrong with taking it and eating it. After all, it is something from the hand of Jesus. As long as you are not planning to go out. ti o ba je pe o setan lati jade,
as long as you are not planning to return to sin,
o mura sile lati pada lo sinu ese,
as long as you are just, you know, you just want to return now, and you know, having turned to God, you want to now be walking with him. There's nothing wrong with receiving revelation from the hand of Jesus. But my brother, sister, if you have made up your mind, let them just finish whatever they are doing, or you are even looking serious while you are here, then it is one girlfriend that greeted you when you are coming.
Tabi arabirin abanideṣe kan lo kiyo nigba to nbo.
Gbogbo na to gba won ni o so le.
And all the fire you've received, they say you should bring it down.
Oh no, o se so mi.
Oh, what a mu pe, thank you. Oh yeah, help me down, help me pull it down.
So says the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi,
you are not coming back in.
Oh, ni pada wa si bi yo.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Je o ngbo ohun ti mo nso bi.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Mi o yo ye bia oni oye ohun ti mo nso bayi.
Because God does not call people aside.
Nitori pe Jesu o kin kan pa awon eniyan si apa kan.
Especially when it is night season. When it is the last night before he goes away, he does not call people aside in the night season when the time is now short. And after speaking deep things to you, you now pack it aside and put it somewhere. And you say, what? It's okay. At least God knows that all of us are trying. Do you know that, like
Esau,
Judas wept bitterly, looking for redemption. The person he could beg was already on the cross. You don't understand what I'm saying. And the devil knew that if he gets to Jesus, Jesus will still forgive him. So the devil kept pushing him away. And pushing him away. Then the devil said, this is rope. This is tree. What are you waiting for? So he did like a cowboy. He
jumped
up, brought it down, put his neck inside it, and he died. He didn't even get to spend the 30 pieces of silver. Whatever it is you thought you were enjoying in sin, whatever it is you thought you were enjoying, you know, from where you were coming from before, this is the word of God. You won't even be available to spend it. I'm not placing you under a curse. It's just the way the word of God is coming. And if God is saying, would you say something? You know he will punish me if I don't say it. That's what I'm telling you. So he became troubled. He became worried. He has washed their feet. He has used the well to dry them. And still through all that deep experiences, the devil still had a hold on Judas' heart. Where is that point that the devil used to hold in your heart? Is it loneliness? Is it just because you want to marry by force? Is it because you are hungry and you are saying, well, I'm tired of being hungry, whatever I can do, let me do? I am asking you if you are even prostituting. I'm not saying that you stay on the road. I'm only saying that you know that whenever you do whatever you are doing, they pay you money. I know they say that you should use it for transport, but you and the person, you know there is no transport. ₦2,000 from Ikotun to Yanagbaja is not transport.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún méjì láti ọ̀nà Ikotun dé
Yanagbaja ni sọ́wọ́. It is payment for service.
Owó iṣẹ́ náà san.
Let me tell you.
Jẹ́ sọ fún ọ.
What is that point in your life?
Ibi wo nínú ayé rẹ?
That you know the devil just say, well, you know, because he can't come inside this place.
Bíbélì yóò sọ pé torí pé kò tí ẹ lè wá síbí.
You know, he can't come inside.
Kò lè wá síbí.
Is the devil waiting for you outside the gate?
Ṣé Sàtánì ń ró lẹ́nu ọ̀nà dé ọba yìí?
I'm asking you whether the devil is waiting for you.
Mo ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ pé ṣé ó ń ró dé ọ lẹ́nu ọ̀nà?
And he's telling all the others, don't worry, you know, 3 days soon pass.
Ó sì ń sọ fún àwọn akẹgbẹ́ rẹ pé ẹ má dààmú ara yín, lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ mẹ́ta wọn ò jáde.
Then we'll continue our journey from where we paused it before.
A wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìrìn àjò wa níbi tá a fi dídúró sí pé ó yá dúró níbẹ̀.
Because we are going to take some prayers now.
Nítorí pé a ó gbàdúrà nísìnyí.
We have not finished o.
A ò tí ì parí o.
We will now sit down again.
Mo á tún wá jókòó lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
And look at it in the word of God.
A wá wo nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The gravity.
Wíwo.
Eh? The gravity.
Ìwúwo.
Of how troubled Jesus became.
Bí ìdààmú Jésù ṣe rí ní
ìgbàlẹ̀. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yóò wá bí.
But I'm sensing that we need to pray first.
Mo ń wòye pé ó yẹ kí a gbàdúrà báyìí.
The spirit of God is telling me there are several people here that demons are waiting for you outside.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run sọ fún mi pé àwọn kan wà tí àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn dúró dè wọ́n níta.
Actually they came with you.
Wọ́n wá pẹ̀lú rẹ nítòótọ́.
And the plan was that they are going to, you know, when the meeting has ended and you are going home, all of you can continue your journey.
Ohun tí wọ́n ti là kalẹ̀ ni pé lẹ́yìn ìpàgọ́ yìí àwọn ó tún padà.
So I am asking you, where is that point in your life?
Mo ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ pé ipò nínú ayé rẹ.
Is it need?
Ṣé àìní ni?
Is it because of need?
Àbí nítorí ohun tó nílò.
Is that what is driving you into sin?
Ṣé ohun tó ń tì ọ́ sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ni?
Is that why you have been living the way you have been living?
Ṣé nítorí náà ló ṣe ń gbé irú ayé tó ń gbé?
Yet Jesus called you.
Síbẹ̀ Jésù ń pè ọ́.
He called you.
Ó pè ọ́.
He called you aside.
Ó pè ọ́ sápá kan.
He called you aside for this meeting.
Ó pè ọ́ sápá kan nítorí.
To warn you that I am coming soon.
Láti kìlọ̀ fún ọ pé òun ń bọ̀
láìpẹ́. That I am coming soon.
Wí pé òun ń bọ̀ láìpẹ́.
Do you know that throughout the Bible?
Nítorí ṣé o mọ̀ pé títí a fi ka Bíbélì tán?
God was begging people.
Ọlọ́run rọ àwọn
ènìyàn. Repent.
Ẹ kú wa.
Change.
Ẹyípadà.
Repent.
Ẹ̀rọ̀nípòwàdà.
Change.
Ẹyípadà.
And as he was saying all that.
Bí ó sì ti ń sọ gbogbo èyí.
When the Bible got to Revelation 22, the last chapter.
Ìgbà tí Bíbélì dé òpin rẹ̀ nínú ìfihàn orí ogun lé méjì.
Do you know what Jesus now said?
Ẹ gbọ́ ohun tí Jésù sọ.
Anybody that is clean.
Gbogbo àwọn tí a ti fọ̀ mọ́.
Let them be clean still.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n wà ní mímọ́.
Anybody that is righteous.
Àwọn tó máa jẹ́ olódodo.
Let them be righteous still.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n máa sòdodo
lọ. Anybody that is defiled and a sinner.
Àwọn tó ti di ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Let him be a sinner still.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n wà nínú ẹ̀sẹ̀ wọn.
Behold.
Ẹ wo.
Behold.
Oye.
Behold.
Wo.
I come quickly.
Mo ń bọ̀ láìpẹ́.
And my reward is with me.
Èrè mi sì ń bẹ pẹ̀lú.
To give to every man.
Láti sọ fún olúkọlùkọ.
According to his works.
Fi iṣẹ́ rẹ ti rí.
So if you have put down the load of your work before you came to this meeting.
Tí o bá ti gbé ẹrù iṣẹ́ rẹ kalẹ̀ kó o tó wá sí ìpàdé yìí.
Even if you are just coming for the first night, you know, for the first time this night.
Tó bá jẹ́ àkọ́kọ́ rẹ rèé nínú ìpàgọ́ yìí.
For the fact that you are hearing what God has said.
Nítorí o ti ń gbọ́ ohun tí Ọlọ́run sọ.
You now leave this place and you went to carry again a load of sin.
O wá fi bí ilẹ̀ o tún lọ gbẹ̀rù ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
I testify against you.
Mo jẹ́rìí sí ọ àbí sí ọ.
That it shall not be well with you.
Wípé kò ní dára fún ọ.
That is the simple truth.
Ọ̀rọ̀ òtítọ́ rèé.
Is the simple truth.
Ọ̀rọ̀ òtítọ́ rèé.
Is the simple truth.
Ọ̀rọ̀ òtítọ́ rèé.
You know, that's why we have not collected offering from you since 3 days ago.
Èrè dàbí gbọ́rẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ rẹ lèrè láti ọjọ́ mẹ́ta
sẹ́yìn. So that will not confuse you for, you know, for you to not start thinking, ah, ṣebí I gave something.
Kí yẹn má ṣe ku ìdààmú sí ọkàn rẹ pé ah, mo ti àwọn sanwó fún ohun tí mò ń gbọ́ ni.
If you go out.
Tí o bá jáde lọ
síta. And you go back into sin.
O sì padà lọ sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
This is what God says.
Èyí tí Ọlọ́run sọ rèé o.
Ègbédè ni fẹ́ni tó bá ń wí gbà tá a bá fi ràn.
Wo betide in who say.
There will be no return for you.
Kò ní sí ìpadà
fún. I don't know why God is emphasizing this point.
Mi ò mọ èrèdí tí Ọlọ́run fi ń tẹnu mọ́.
I don't understand why.
Mi ò mọ èrèdí náà.
But I am saying it just the way the word of God is coming.
Ṣùgbọ́n mò ń sọ bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti ń jáde wá.
If you return.
Tó bá padà.
And you return into sin.
O sì padà sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
What God is saying is that there is no coming back.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run sọ ni pé kò sí pípadà sẹ́yìn mọ́ o.
Don't test God o.
Má dán Ọlọ́run o.
What did I say?
Má dán Ọlọ́run.
Don't test God o.
Má dán Ọlọ́run.
All this while he has been patient with you.
Gbogbo àkókò tó ti mú sùúrù fún wa báyìí.
As you are here, you know where you are coming from.
Ibi tó wà bó ṣe jókòó yóò mọ ibi tó ti wà.
He is not mentioning your name, he is not exposing you. It is not that I can't do it. It's not that I cannot give your full name and we announce it here. But it is because his plan is not to bring you to shame. His plan is not to embarrass you. His plan is to restore you. His plan is to cleanse you. That is his plan. I'm not just threatening you. Since I've been preaching, have I been talking like this? Have I been talking like this in the last 3 days? Have I not been saying the Lord will help us and all that stuff? But we have gotten to the point where it was just few minutes left whether Judas will be lost or he will be saved. That's that point that we have gotten to. So if the Lord is serious, why are you expecting me to not be sharing joke now? The Bible says that there's a time for laughing. There's a time for weeping. You know, during the retreat we have laughed. No problem, because there was time for that. But there's no time for that now. The Bible says Jesus, he was troubled in his spirit. And he said, despite everything that has happened, somebody can still betray me here. I want us to stand up as we begin to take the first set of our prayers before we return to the word of God again. It is possible that when you came for this meeting, they came with you. I can see them outside the gate, million. I can see them, million. It's possible they came with you. They couldn't enter because inside this place is too hot. But they could stay outside the fence. And it's not a problem. And now what they are saying is, if I cannot come inside and make sure you will not hear what God is saying, I shall be, you will come outside. Then when you come outside, I will steal the word of God from your house. Then we can continue. I want you to ask from God, because you know yourself before you came here. I'm not going to call you out, because God doesn't want to embarrass you. It's not that he cannot do it. It's just in mercy. That's just how he wants to move tonight. I want you to begin to plead with him and say, Lord, I know how I came here. How I came here, I know. It is me you are talking to. How I came, I know. Therefore, Father, all these evil spirits, separate me and them. By fire, separate me and them. Everything that makes me misbehave, everything that has kept me inside sin, separate me and them. Everything that makes me return back to my vomit, separate me and them. In the name of Jesus, separate me and them. In the name of Jesus, separate me and them. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them. Let them go into bondage. In the name of Jesus. Let's talk to the Lord. Paul said, henceforth, that is seen, let no man trouble me, because I bear on my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we take this song, I want you to say, Jesus,
yes,
brand me
to me,
brand me,
damn me,
brand me,
be a partial,
mark me to as your own,
be oh yeah, so me did it that
for walk on me, oh,
touch me, touch me, Father.
For me, forward, call me, oh. Forward, call me, forward, call me, oh.
fọwọ́ kàn mí, fọwọ́ kàn mí o. Fọwọ́ kàn mí, fọwọ́ kàn mí o.
Bàbá fọwọ́ kàn mí o. Bàbá
kàn mí, fọwọ́ kàn mí o.
Bàbá fọwọ́ kàn mí o.
Tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord. You know where you were coming from. You know how you have been living before this meeting. Tell God, tell God, tell God. Mark me too. Grant me too. Let it be possible for the devil to touch me again. Those things I used to like, let it be impossible for them to touch me again. All those things I used to love, let it be impossible for them to touch me again. Touch me. Touch me, Lord.
In
Jesus' most precious name.
Look at Jesus in our blood.
If I was asking you to pray for breakthrough, you know how you are going to pray. I'm talking of something that has to do with that it's possible that you will lose your salvation. Let's open our Bibles very quickly before we pray again. So Hebrews chapter 12. Somebody should read very fast verse 1 and 2.
Persistence, the race set before us. Okay, go on.
Nítorí náà bí a ti di àwọn sánmọ̀ tí ó kún tó báyìí fún àwọn ẹlẹ́rìí yíwa ká, ẹ jẹ́ kí a gba ohun ìdíwọ́ gbogbo tì sápá kan àti ẹsẹ̀ tí ó rọrùn láti dìmọ́ wa, kí a sì máa fi sùúrù súré ìje tí a gbé ka iwájú wa, kí a máa wo Jésù olùpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti aláṣepé ìgbàgbọ́ wa, ẹni nítorí ayọ̀ tí a gbé ka iwájú rẹ̀ tí ó farada àgbélébú láìka ìtújú sí, tí ó sì jókòó lé ọwọ́ ọ̀tún ìtẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
God is saying,
Ọlọ́run sọ wípé,
it is possible that there can be people here.
Ó ṣeé ṣe kí a rí àwọn ènìyàn níbí.
Who on the day comes to judge us?
Tí yóò ṣe ṣe pé ọjọ́ tí ó wà dá wa lẹ́jọ́.
All he will say to you.
Ohun tí ó sọ fún wa ni wípé.
Is depart from me, you cursed.
Kúrò ní ọ̀dọ̀ mi ẹni ìgbé.
Go into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Lọ sínú iná ayérayé tí a ti pèsè
fún ọ̀pọ̀ ìṣù àti ẹgẹ́lì rẹ̀. He's saying that it's
possible. Ó ní ó ṣeéṣe.
You don't know what the devil has planned for you.
O mọ ohun tí Sàtánì ti là kalẹ̀ fún ọ.
But God who knows all things is speaking to you now in prophecy.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ fún ẹni tó mọ ohun gbogbo.
We say you should pray.
A ní kó gbàdúrà.
You are praying as if you are strolling.
Ó ń gbàdúrà bíi pé o kàn ń rìn gbèrè
gbèrè káàkiri. I'm talking of something that can be between salvation and destruction.
Ó ń sọ nípa ohun tó wà láàrin ìgbàlà òjò lè mú kí ìgbàlà tàbí ìparun kó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
You are taking it easy.
O kàn ń gbà á ní pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ ìrọ̀rùn bẹ́ẹ̀.
I hope you will pray in Jesus' name.
Mo rò pé ó gbàdúrà ní orúkọ Jésù.
Sort it out in my life once and for all. Sort it out in my life once and for all. Sort it out in my life once and for all. Once and for all, sort it out. Sort it out once and for all. Once and for all, sort it out. Lord, once and for all, stop it up. In Jesus' name, God is saying, there are people here. There are issues you know you need to break this night. If you will not break them, there are things that you have done. There are things that you have put your hand into. If you don't break it tonight, just as Judas, that was the last night for mercy for him. This is what the word of God is saying. It will be the last night for you too. What is it that you have touched? What is it that you are touching? What is it that you are inside? That you know and God knows. Or that you need to talk to God specially about it. That you need to talk to God specially about it tonight. God, I am not led to ask you to come out. God did not tell me that you should come out. He's only saying he wants to hear it from your mouth. The word of God says, if we confess and forsake our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Jesus says, sorry, the word of God says, he that covers his sins, he will not prosper. But he that confesses and forsakes them, he will obtain mercy. God is not looking for the death of a sinner. God is not looking for the death of a sinner. He's only asking that we should repent. And that we should return. If we return, he will have mercy. Please tell him tonight. Lord, I'm returning. Lord, I'm returning. What about those other ones that you are hiding?
I want to touch you.
He wants everything. Confess it all. It's only God you are talking to. Don't be ashamed. It's only God you are talking to. Don't be ashamed. Open up before Him. Keep yourself naked before Him. He's not embarrassing you. He didn't say you should come out. On that day too, he did not call Judas out. That's how he's not calling you out too. But why are you trying to keep some other ones at the back? He's saying bring out everything. Let him deal with them for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. I want you to drop even all those weights. Weights are not sins. Weights are not sins. But they lead to sin. Oversleeping. Lack of patience. All of them, all those things that are weights. Entertainment. Watching TV for 6 hours, 8 hours. Things are weakening your spiritual life. They are not sinful, but they will lead you to sin. He's saying, bring them to. Bring them. Let me burn them together. I want to burn all of them. All those refuse, bring them. Let me destroy them for you. Once you have destroyed what connects you with those evil spirits, once you have no load that belongs to them, they can't be waiting for you. Because even when you now go out now, God has destroyed it. They have no hold, they have no claim in your life again. So bring it all out. In the name of Jesus. Is your own pride? Your own, is it pride? Will you not drop it now? So that when you go outside, the spirit of pride will not tell you, let us go. What is the thing that has been causing confusion between you and God? Are you not going to talk to Jesus tonight? Would you let God violently push you forward? Will this night pass you by again? Talk to Jesus.
Baba, for what's on me, oh 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 Baba, for what ọmọ mi mú wá ìkàkú
bàbá fọwọ́ kan mi ò bàbá
fọwọ́ kan mi ẹ pa iṣẹ́ ìṣòro láyé mi bàbá
bàbá fọwọ́ kan mi ò bàbá
irúgbìn èṣù tó ń bẹ nínú ọkàn mi jésù bá mi mú
bàbá fọwọ́ kan mi ò bàbá.
In Jesus most precious name,
amen.
Brethren, I want us all to kneel before God. When somebody wants to come and beg, I don't think he stands up. I want us to all kneel down. We too that we are preaching to you, we will join you, we will kneel down. I want us to intercede and beg God to forgive us for all our shortcomings. There are some of us here. They need all of us to intercede for them. I don't know why God is speaking like this, but that is what God is saying. That we need to intercede. And it's not even just for those people that are here.
Can you say for our to wa ni bi
several servants of God that God has called in truth.
Awon iranse Olorun ti o ti ba oro Olorun ati otito re je.
But they have missed it and they are covering it.
Won ti fi nkan mi papo mo tabi won bo.
Many of them, the work of God in their hand, it has spoiled. God is saying we should intercede and beg God. If somebody is still alive, there can still be hope.
But
what is happening here tonight, that all over the world, as many of our brothers and sisters that needs the mercy of God, that God will please in his infinite mercy, he will look again, not even to our kneeling down, but he will look at the sacrifice of Jesus, and once again he will have mercy on us. Let's begin to pray in Jesus. The Master is walking around this place tonight. He's walking through our midst tonight. It could be that if he hears your own beg, if he hears your own plea, maybe he will forgive all of us. All of us all over the world. And those of us particularly who are here, who have gone so far into sin, please beg him. The Lord is here tonight. This is what God is saying. This is what God is saying. If you will cry out sincerely tonight, I will forgive everything. I will blot out everything. I will restore your past. I will redeem your past. I will make you new again. Even the years that the canker worm has eaten, I will restore to you in a double
form.
But I need you to be sincere. I need you to be truthful. Don't hide from me tonight. don't hide from me tonight. If you confess everything, I am faithful. I am just to forgive. This is the word of God. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we have not hidden anything from you tonight, because we have come just as we are.
As we were be at you,
Lord, you say if we come as we are, you say you freely forgive us. That's why we have come the way we are. We didn't hide anything from you. All those things that we have done, that even we ourselves, we are ashamed to admit to ourselves, we are opening them before you now. And we are saying, please forgive us. Look at what Jesus has done for us. After all, it is not a man to know his own way. A human being cannot order his own steps. Therefore, Lord, look at the substitutionary work of Jesus and forgive us today in the name of Jesus. What you have delivered us from today, help us not to become entangled again in Jesus' name. As the word of God says in the book of Galatians, that in this freedom Christ has made us free, let us not become entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, grace to abide in this liberty, the liberty to live above sin, the liberty to live a holy life, the liberty to follow Jesus step by step by step. Let it come upon every soul in the name of Jesus. As you have washed us and as you are drying us, Father, restore us in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you, Father. Everything that has happened tonight, it is you. We carry all the glory and give it to you. Thank you for our lives, because you have not set us apart for destruction. If not, you would not have warned us tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-334-8030-586, 080-813-8536, 081-409-9123, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life